everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, the 10th of December. Do you believe it? 2 weeks from today is Christmas Eve. Hope you are starting to put a dent into your Christmas shopping, getting the house decorated. Well, we are live here weekdays, Monday through Friday, noon to 1 on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI. Tucson's intelligent voice. We're also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station with great reach. We live stream the show for you at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we post the program so you can hear the program anytime, anywhere. It's at my website, buckmastershow.com. We post to the tucsoncitizen.com, tucsonsentinel.com, the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun as a prominent link to our show on their homepage, as does the homepage for Blog for Arizona, blogforarizona.com. Monday means we get things rolling down the tracks with the Monday political face-off. Today it's John Munger and Vince Ribago. Then 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly visit with the former United States Army Chief of Staff, General John Wickham. He always has some terrific insights into current events on the world stage, and we encourage you to join in on the conversation anytime, 790-2040. You can also post a question or comment to our Facebook page. Our producer, Rosemary Brandt, will monitor the Buckmaster Show Facebook page to check out if you have anything to say, and we'll pass it along. It's time for our Monday political face-off. John Munger is with us. Mr. Munger is a Tucson attorney and former Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010. He's also former chair, right, John, of the Board of Regents? Yeah.
President
of the Board of Regents. And Vince Ribago is with us. Vince is a Tucson attorney now in private practice. He was a Democratic candidate for Arizona Attorney General in 2010. The Monday Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. John and Vince, have you gentlemen started to do your Christmas shopping?
I have completed it for my wife and all of our kids. I've only got 4 grandkids left. How about that?
Well, you tried to get it done for your out-of-town grandkids. And
well, they're fairly easy. You know, you go to Toys R Us. And
Vince, how's it going?
I'm just getting started. I'm one of those that's here to give the December economic stimulus boost.
Yeah, for many years you were out there at 5 o'clock on the 24th.
happened to me on occasion.
When
before.
You see that shopping center parking lot full, you know that one of those cars out there belongs to Vince.
I've given up those procrastination ways. I'm getting better nowadays.
Hey, where did this come from, this news release today? A letter sent today, a broad coalition, Vince, of 238 conservation, Hispanic, recreation, animal welfare, religious, labor, youth, business, and women's groups urging President Obama to nominate Congressman Raul Grijalva to be the next Interior Secretary when the position opens.
Well, you know, I saw that. You sent that along, and I think what that is it's a reflection of the fact that we have a new term that President Obama is beginning. And as you know, many of his cabinet heads are stepping down. Most notable probably will be Hillary Clinton, will be leaving that position. And so what this is, and what it appears to be, is a number of groups from across the country. I read through the list, and I was really amazed to see, you know, groups from Ohio, Idaho,
North Carolina,
all over the country stepping forward to, I believe, capitalize on the fact that Congressman Grijalva was, in fact, I believe, the other person in consideration for Secretary of the Interior when President Obama first took office.
Yeah, so this did come up when he first took office, and Salazar, of course, Got it. And Raul Grijalva, John Munger, is the ranking member on the House Committee on National Parks, Forests, and Public Lands, leading Democrat on the House Natural Resources Committee. But obviously this was a coordinated effort by
Senator. Oh, yeah. I think it had to be coordinated by out of Grijalva's office. But, you know, I hope that doesn't happen. We will have real problems with our national energy policy. Grijalva is, you know, he's fundamentally what I would call a neo-socialist. He, you know, he's for government, absolute government control of industry through regulations. You know, socialism is where government owns it, but neo-socialism is where they just control it and tax it. And Grijalva has been one of the prime movers against Rosemont Mine. I mean, he's not concerned about people's jobs. He has his own ideological, political concerns, and I think he's going to operate from that perspective if he's Secretary of the Interior, and I don't think it's going to be good for the United States if he is Secretary of the Interior. Unfortunately, President Obama isn't going to ask me, so I don't have anything to say about it.
Well, you know, thank God for that, because I'll tell you what, I think Congressman Grijalva would be an excellent choice to be Secretary of Interior. Yes, and you know, let me address some of the things that are just, you know, over the top. To say that he is for absolute government control and to say that he's against jobs is just false. I mean, this is the sort of the painting, you know, the sort of the character assassination that is going on in politics, when the reality is he's been a very strong champion for a balanced approach, whether it be the environment, or let's talk about environmental regulations. When things go so far to one side of the spectrum and you need to bring balance back, then he's called a neo-socialist, which is just, you know, it's crazy. But let me say what he does bring to the table. What Congressman Grijalva brings to the table, as you yourself already mentioned, Bill, he was the chairman of the subcommittee on national parks and
forests and public lands.
So he has that experience. Number two, he's been a strong champion for both conservation and progressive environmental policy. Number three, he, like no other prominent congressman, has a place here on the border. So he understands the border, the vast reaches of government lands, and the issues that we have with respect to both protecting that land, yet balancing it with border issues, border security. And then the last, I think, piece of the puzzle that he also brings to bear, I would say there's two other pieces. One, he's from the West. Tremendous expanses of open land in the West, and so he's dealt with that. But he also, on top of all that, has ties and has worked diligently and has tremendous ties with our tribal nations, of which Arizona probably has the most in the country. I believe 24 nationally, federally recognized tribes. So if you put all that together in a package, you put together his commitment to conservation and balanced policy approach, I think he's a great choice. And that's why they are sort of shooting this across the bow early, because I believe Ken Salazar will probably be stepping down.
Well, John, if this were to happen, it would open up a seat here in Arizona, and you can imagine all sorts of folks stepping up, and including, I would think, Republican Ruth McClung, who ran very strongly against Congressman Grijalva.
Well, I think Ruth McClung, I think Gabby Saucedo Mercer. I think on the Democratic side, you'd get probably Ramon Valadez. You'd get Richard Elias. And as Vince pointed out before, you'd probably get Adelita Grijalva. So, you know, it would be a war on both sides, and fighting for that seat. That would be very interesting to see how that came down. I just hope it doesn't happen. I think that it was interesting in listening to Vince's statement about Grijalva's resume. You didn't notice anything in there about any business ties, any understanding of jobs. He would have been part of that group that was against thinning the forests, which have resulted in these vast canopy fires that we have in the forests. His group of people were the ones that said, "Oh, you can't thin the forests." Well, now nature is thinning it for us at the cost of, you know, generations of forestry. And some of
the most massive wildfires in our history.
Absolutely, all because that group of people refused to let us thin the forest with their false science. And, you know, of course, our energy policy will be gone. He won't be in favor of developing any of our vast hydrocarbon resources in this country. And incidentally, I wanted to remind you, thinking about it coming over, I told you about a year ago, I quoted you some numbers talking about how we had these vast hydrocarbon resources and quoted you some numbers. And I was told by the other side, oh, that's just not true. Well, it's now being recognized throughout the world that the United States has probably greater hydrocarbon resources than any other country in the world.
You're saying one of the richest energy countries in the world.
Absolutely. And you know, we're able to become energy independent because of that. So, you know, all of this false science that is used to talk about man-made global warming and thinning the refusing to thin the forests and fighting hydrocarbons, that's unfortunately, Roger Halva is just one of the subscribers to those theories, and it's not going to be good.
Look, it's a fallacy and a myth to claim that you know, global warming is not being caused by man-made causes. The reality is scientists across this country agree
that's
on that
just
fact.
Untrue.
And you have this repeated meme for ideological reasons, people claiming otherwise. The reality is, and to the extent that my colleague here mentions jobs, this isn't a position. This isn't the jobs position. This is about protecting our natural resources. That's what that position is concerned with. And Congress is a different issue.
It has to be about jobs if you're going to talk about balance, Vince. You can't talk about just environmental policy without also weighing on the side of jobs. Not balanced.
12:16, this is the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show. When we come back with Vince Ribago and John Munger, some really nasty things that Maureen Dowd said in the New York Times yesterday about the future of the Republican Party. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger is with us and Vince Rabago, and it is the Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. All of your holiday needs over there at Moe's. He'll make a house call. He'll do all the hanging. They've just got a great showroom operation over there at Fort Lowell and Dodge. We use Mo for all of our framing needs at the Buckmaster household. Maureen Dowd had a column called A Lost Civilization was the title in the New York Times yesterday, John Munger, and she said the Mayans were right. As it turned out, when they predicted the world would end in 2012, it was just a select world, the GOP universe of arrogant, uptight, entitled, bossy, retrogressive white guys.
Yeah, that's amazing. She basically wrote off the Republican Party, even though, of course, we held the House of Representatives. We control the House of Representatives. We took control of 60% of the governorships across the country. We have more state legislatures than the Democrats have in both houses of the legislature. Here in Arizona, there's not one Democrat in statewide office, not one, not a single one.
And the talent on the bench, some would point out, with Ryan and Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio and Ryan and Bobby Jindal and Ted Cruz in Texas and the Hispanic governor from New Mexico. And, you know, you look at the Democratic Party and you got, talk about old white guys, you got Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Joe Biden, Steny Hoyer. It's kind of interesting. You know, we lost the presidency, had 1,700,000 votes changed. It was a very close election by popular vote. Had those votes changed, we would have even elected the president. But the loss of one election, one office in the election doesn't destroy the Republican Party. Now, I admit the Republican Party needs to evolve. There's no question about that. But look, we lost, you take other examples. We lost Goldwater in 64. Everybody said the Republican Party was dead. We won in 68 with Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan, when we won with Ronald Reagan, everybody said, all the Democrats are dead. Well, they weren't dead. So, you know, it evolves. The Republican Party needs to learn its lessons from this election. I think those lessons are still evolving. That's way untimely to start tolling the death knell of the Republican Party frankly, the conservative movement.
What do you think, Vince Ribalco?
You know, I think the results, the information provided by John notwithstanding, because you do have to look at this in a sort of macro picture. But as far as the results of the election, the changing demographics in the country, and the positions that have been taken by the Republican Party, I think they are driving themselves into a box canyon. And it's going to be a long-term box canyon. I'm not saying that it's going to be the end of them, but the reality is when you are doubling down on xenophobia to the point where you had one of the Republican presidential contenders saying we got to electrify a border fence so that people essentially die trying to cross over, and yet there's not even a whisper from the ultimate person who runs for president, Mitt Romney. Hispanics, even though they're, let's say, legal Hispanics, people are born here, citizens, they take note of that, and they realize the positions and sort of the anti-immigrant xenophobia that the Republican Party has pushed so hard that you get folks like Russell Pierce. You got Joe the Plumber was in Arizona, basically up north campaigning for Lori Wilson, I believe. Lori Klein, I forget the name of the state senator who lost, and the one with the handgun advocate with the pink handgun. And at a Republican gathering, raising money for her, was basically saying we just ought to build the fence and start shooting. And so Hispanics, for example, that's a huge voting block, and they see that, and they hear the rhetoric, and it doesn't go away. You have the other half of that, which is just in a bigger, more general sense, women. When you have candidates in the Republican Party backing folks that are talking about legitimate rape, as if rape could ever be legitimate, and these anti-choice bills that are being pushed and pushed and pushed by the Republican Party, women take note. Mm-hmm. And you see a tremendous peeling away. And the final plug in all of this is the moribund, ideological, never raise taxes, Grover Norquist pledge philosophy that we just got to keep shrinking government so that basically at the end of the day, when you talk about, let's say, health care, the GOP health care plan is don't get sick, you're on your own. And people see that on sort of a big macro level, and they're pushing themselves into these policies. Now, no, John's going to come back and say no, and he's going to defend these things.
But let's hear what John
says.
That's
my take on it. Yeah.
Well, I think Vince is right that there has been, in some regards, there has been an appearance of a xenophobic position by the Republican Party and a perception of an anti-Hispanic feel in the Republican Party. And I think that's been a problem. I think that with regard to some of the other issues, I think we just have disagreements on those issues. The Republican Party is the party of pro-life, and we're going to continue to be the party pro-life, and in my opinion, need to be the party of pro-life. It is the future of history, and in my opinion, and that's where we need to be. Here's the problem that I see. The press, the university professors, the schools, and the press have convinced people that Republicans are evil. And my problem is I really think that people believe that Republicans are a bunch of rich white guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we just aren't. The numbers don't bear that out. But we have a real perception problem, and we need to solve that. I think some of it is self-imposed, as with the Hispanic issue that Vince has pointed out. But I think, parties go through that. And frankly, we didn't, a lot of people were not excited about the candidates. Candidates come and go. Look at the Democratic Party with Michael Dukakis, Mondale, McGovern. I mean, talk about bad candidates. Candidates come and go. We've got a very deep bench of very exciting people.
It's all cyclical.
It's very cyclical. And I do think we have a lot of lessons to learn. But I don't see the death knell of the Republican Party.
All right, quickly, final few seconds, Vince.
Final few seconds are this. This isn't just an appearance of xenophobia. This is xenophobia. The policies they're being pushed. The policies are being pushed. That's what people are voting on, and that's what's going to, you know, continue to change. And not to say the Democrats don't have their own things they need to fix in our party, too, but that's what's going to happen if they don't pay attention to voters.
Vince and John, I wish you both a really happy holiday season. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks so
Merry
much.
Christmas,
Merry
Bill.
Christmas to you. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery is at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. No signs of flexibility coming from either the White House or House Speaker John Boehner after the Speaker's meeting yesterday with President Obama, talks regarding the fiscal cliff. Democratic members of Michigan's congressional delegation and those serving in the state legislature are pressing their case against right-to-work legislation in the final hours before it's likely to be approved. U.S. investigators sending a team to Mexico to help find the cause of a plane crash that killed Jenny Rivera, the California-born singer who became a superstar of Mexican-American music. On Wall Street, stocks holding on to gains. The Dow's up about 21 points at 13,176. The NASDAQ ahead 7 points, and the S&P is up a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday edition, 12:35 on this Monday afternoon. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Wickham, who was the United States Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987 and Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1972 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He's now retired in Oro Valley, and we are honored to have him as a monthly guest on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Our monthly conversation on military and foreign affairs with General Wickham, made possible by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. General Wickham, how are you today?
Doing fine, Bill. We got a lot on the plate, as you know.
We have a full agenda, as usual, for our monthly conversations. First of all, sorry about the Army. My goodness, Navy has beaten Army, what is it, 11 or 12 straight years?
Well, it was a good game, though, and I think both services came out winners, even though Navy dutifully won.
Yeah, fine young men on both teams, and it looked like Army might have been able to pull it out. Let's begin with this book that is getting so much publicity around the country and really around the world. It's a book about generals and senior leadership in the military, and I know you have been commenting on it in some various sources, and some of your thoughts.
Well, thanks, Bill. I don't know the author, Rick's, although I've read his journalistic stuff over the years. It may sound a little self-serving for me to comment on his book, but there is some truth in what he writes about. Every generation, every period has had some bad leadership. Lincoln had some bad leadership until he found Grant, and so did George Washington. And so did LBJ, and so did Truman. So it's not an uncommon thing. But to generalize, not to make a pun, but to generalize, as Rick's does, that we are suffering from mediocre leadership with our generals is unfortunate. He comments about that, many of them in the book. Unfortunately, I don't think he's done very good research. As an illustration, 30 years ago, the Congress authorized in legislation for the Department of Defense and the military services to weed out senior leaders who were deemed to be unworthy, being deemed to be mediocre. And I was the first Army Chief of Staff to have that opportunity. And every year during my 4 years, I appointed boards of officers to select out, in other words, early retire colonels, brigadier generals, and major generals. And these people were obviously very unpopular, but these people were deemed to be unworthy for retention in the service. And I approved every recommendation, as did the Secretary of the Army. So the Army, at least during my 4 years, was in the process of trying to be sure we had quality leadership. And the same thing was with the boards of promotion. I gave oral guidance to every one of those boards to select the best, those that young people who had served valiantly and those that had high-quality leadership traits and ethical performance, moral as well as professional. So I believe that the Army has done right by itself years ago. Now, whether other services have done the same, I can't say.
General John Wickham is with us. We were commenting about a book, and the author is Tom Ricks, and it's about a book on generals. If you would like to join in the conversation, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question or comment for General Wickham, he would be delighted to talk with you. General, of course, everyone's pointing to we've got now about 3 weeks to go, 2 weeks from tonight, of course, Christmas Eve, 3 weeks, then New Year's Eve, and then it's the fiscal cliff. And I know the Pentagon, there are a lot of very nervous people in the defense industry.
Well, there should be. As you know, the Pentagon has already taken a $500 billion planned cut over the next 10 years. And some of that is necessary and appropriate, and all the military chiefs have agreed to do this. What is hanging over everyone's head is the so-called sequester that the Congress mandated to force the government into doing something that was prudent. Well, unfortunately, the government didn't do it. And so that's what we're worried about. And it's not only on the defense side, it's also on the non-defense side, which is going to hit everybody. And if we have to take another $500 billion out of the Defense Department over the next 10 years, Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, and all of the military chiefs have said this is going to be devastating. Well, I'm not sure entirely devastating. There can be more that we could take out of the Defense Department. Not a great deal more, but we're about where we ought to be, it seems to me. So I think we have to be concerned about this. It looks like Speaker Boehner and the president met on Sunday, and it looks like things are talking. People are talking, and it looks like we may very well reach some kind of agreement. I'm hopeful of that, and I think the signs are that it will happen.
You know, we really have to keep our vigilance up, and there was a column, and I don't recall who it was by, but I think it was on December 7th for the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor Day of Remembrance, that if you had picked up a newspaper, General Wickham, on December the 7th, very few people were talking about Hawaii as a target for the Japanese. And, you know, we have to keep our vigilance up. Same thing that happened on 9/11.
Exactly, Mel. And there's a tendency, and America suffers from this, after wars, we always go back into more of an isolationist mode, and we cut back. And then, lo and behold, new crises occur. On the other hand, some articles are being written, thoughtful articles, by Farid Zakaria in the Washington Post, for example. And he was just on television yesterday about his program in CNN, and making the point that maybe the time has come to end the war against terrorism, because the acts of terrorists, activity in the hemisphere that we live in are continuing to go down, not up. And so that perhaps we have made a tremendous inroad against terrorism. There's going to be more of it, no doubt. But if we have pretty much decimated those that tried to do the attack on us at 9/11. So I think there's some merit in seriously considering moving away from being in a constant state of war, which we're in now, where we are willing to eavesdrop on Americans and other people, and we're willing to send drones to kill people without letting people know about it or having any court of justice take a look at it, I think we need to step back a little bit and begin to think about that and get back into more of a peaceful orientation.
All right, General Wickham, please stay with us through the break as we listen to the commercial announcements from the fine lineup of people who support the Buckmaster Show. We ask this holiday season that you please support them. General Wickham will be back with us right after this.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new Landscape Evolution Observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTrans, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our monthly conversation on military and foreign affairs with former U.S. Army Chief of Staff General John Wickham, made possible by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. More at SplendidoTucson.com. General Wickham, I want to turn to Iran. Usually in our monthly conversations, we like to get an update. And I think a real important point of departure for when things are really perhaps going to come to a head, the Israeli elections, which I believe are this month. And that is going to be a real key, isn't it?
Yes, you're right, Bill. The elections for a new government, Knesset and Prime Minister, are this in the middle of this month. And they will be. And there are some interesting developments, not very encouraging, but interesting. The Israeli ability to knock down over 90% of the rockets launched from the Gaza by Hamas with the so-called Iron Dome technology. And incidentally, the Raytheon Corporation here in Tucson developed much of the software for that Iron Dome capability. And so the Israelis have kind of a belief now that we have the technological edge to protect ourselves against Hamas and rockets and maybe an Iran that might strike back at us if we were to strike them. And therefore, we, the Israelis, can be more tougher in dealing with the Palestinians, and maybe we don't even need to negotiate. I think that's an unfortunate attitude on the part of the Israelis, in my humble opinion. I think the Israeli people need to recognize that they're moving in the direction of an Israel that is going to be an outcast, not only in the Middle East, but in terms of public opinion in the world. They need to begin to negotiate better. Now, Iran, as you raised the point, is very dangerous. The Iran movement to build a nuclear weapon, we believe, our intelligence believes, they are bent on doing that. There's no technical capability lying in the way of stopping that. And we're seeing them enrich uranium more and more and more, well beyond what they need for their medical capabilities and peaceful capabilities. And the Iranian leadership, like the Hamas leadership, is devoted to the concept of eradicating Israel. So how do you deal with a tough organization like that? And the real threat to the world and to the Middle East is if Iran does get a nuclear weapon, it will proliferate into other countries doing the same thing. I just heard Jim Baker, former Secretary of State and Secretary of Treasury, on the television yesterday, saying the same thing, that unless we can control Iran and not having a nuclear weapon, we're going to lead to a proliferation of capabilities. We know that the North Koreans have a nuclear weapon, at least six of them, and the makings of six more. And guess what? The Japanese political authorities, some of them in their political government, are saying maybe the time has come for Japan to begin to think about developing a nuclear capability itself. So proliferation is the world danger, and I think the world nations need to get much more assiduous and aggressive about controlling it.
Do you think the Japanese would possibly someday do a nuclear weapon?
I don't believe so, but they have the capability. They have enough material coming out of their nuclear reactors that produces plutonium, the material that goes into nuclear weapons. The experts say that Japan has enough plutonium to build perhaps 100 nuclear weapons if they chose to do it. They know they have the technology. They can put it all together. And they might do it quietly. We know that the South Koreans were building, moving in this direction in the mid-1970s until Jim Schlesinger, former Secretary of Defense, persuaded President Park Chung-hee to stop it. I was on a trip with Schlesinger when he met with Park Chung-hee and persuaded him. And the quid pro quo was our nuclear umbrella. Well, President Park did stop the nuclear capability development in South Korea. But South Korea could turn that switch on tomorrow if they chose to do it.
General John Wickham is with us on the Buckmaster Show. It is his monthly contribution, and we thank him very much to the program. As you know, General, a lot of veterans listen to this program, and we always like to give them an update. I know many of them are worried about this fiscal cliff, what it will mean for their benefits. What can you tell these fine men and women who have worn the uniform and served this country as we approach now the holiday season? They're very worried.
I think, number one, we can assure the veterans that the current president, President Obama, is totally committed to providing first-class medical care for veterans and the funding for it. And same with Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense. And so I think that there's going to be an effort. I'm convinced that we're going to get a fiscal deal that will avoid the cliff. But even if we do get right up to the cliff and go over it a bit, there appears to be an effort in the Congress to preclude cutting veterans' benefits. So I think the veterans can rest assured that their care is going to be taken care of. Number two, the most serious thing that we face now with our beloved veterans is the growing suicide rate. It's the highest in our nation's history. It's among veterans. And it is also among active duty military, particularly in the Army and the Marine Corps. There are many reasons for it, but I think the military departments are beginning to grapple with how we can deal with it. Some of the problem is caused from our society. The suicide rate in our society is going up, and we are not mindful enough about how we can close the gap there. We don't have 24/7 telephone hotlines in civilian life the way we do with the VA to help with people that are on the threshold of trying to hurt themselves. We ought to do that. We ought to have 24/7 hotlines for people that are thinking about killing themselves in our civilian life, but we don't. So I think we have a long way to go, but the bottom line for veterans, I think, is they don't need to worry very much.
And you spent many holiday seasons serving this country abroad, and I know it's a tough time, isn't it, for our service people?
It is, and I think one of the big issues we're beginning to worry about now is Syria. There's more and more indication that the Syrian authorities are maybe thinking about using
some kind of poison gas.
Poison gas, and we know that they have one of the world's largest stockpiles of mustard gas and BX and sarin. These are nerve agents, and one drop of the nerve agents on a person's skin kills them. So it's very bad, and there's talk about, well, if the Assad government ever used these weapons against its own people, why we would react. Well, you can't go over there and bomb the sites where the weapons are kept because it would just lead to clouds of gas and material that would affect not only the civilians but also neighboring countries like Jordan.
General,
we can't do that. But what we can do, if we have to get to that point, is attack the delivery means, airplanes and artillery.
Okay, General Wickham, thank you very much for your monthly contribution to this program. On behalf of all of us here, we want to wish you and your fine family a wonderful Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday season.
And same to you, Bill, and all your wonderful listeners.
Thank you very much, General John Wickham, with us on the Buckmaster Show. His visits to the show presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso. Find out more about this true continuing care retirement community at SplendidoTucson.com. This portion of Buckmaster also presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson, walk through the life as it was in the 12th century at the Gila Cliff Dwellings, just north of Silver City, with its rich history, a lot of wonderful art galleries, one of America's top 100 arts communities, great places to stay, including Lake Roberts Motel, Spirit Canyon Lodge, and the Ridge Park RV Park. More information at southwestnewmexico.org. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by our friends at Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home and business. We love Culligan water. It simply tastes better. John C. Scott's on from 3 to 5 this afternoon, the Dean of Local Talk. Then Chris and Joe, Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8 tomorrow morning. I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a great afternoon. Have a great day.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.